This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Cornell undergraduate Patrick Kuehl appears to have won a seat on Ithaca's Common Council. The Ithaca Voice reports that Kuehl has defeated incumbent Jorge Divendini after absentee and affidavit ballots were counted on Thursday. He got 49 votes to Divendini's 40. But because the margin is less than 20 votes, a manual recount must be done. Kuehl did not publicly announce his candidacy. It became clear he was running on Election Day. Kuehl will represent the 4th Ward. Divendini has called for him to step down and accused him of, quote, hiding his campaign and lying to the press, end quote. The Cornell Daily Sun reports that Kuehl told them he was not running for office when they asked in October. He says he didn't decide to run until later that month. Over 400 Cornell faculty, students, and alumni have signed a letter calling for greater administrative protections against doxing and harassment. The signers express support for President Martha Pollack's public condemnation of the recent threats against Jewish students. But they say she should also make a strong public statement denouncing all threats and intimidation against all members of the campus community, especially, quote, Palestinian, Arab, Muslim, and other BIPOC students, staff, and faculty, end quote. The letter says there's a large climate of racism, harassment, and intimidation on the campus that is stifling free speech. They say the administration should take action to protect people from doxing and offer supportive care options, not more policing. We asked Cornell for a response to the letter. They referred us back to President Pollack's statement after the recent threats against Jewish students. For more local news and to subscribe to our podcast, go to wrfi.org/news.